This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WNYC Studios is supported by the community of writers, presenting live online short courses in the Writers' Annex. Upcoming in 2024, Sylvia Plath, James Joyce's Ulysses, and Emily Dickinson. Instructors include Victoria Chang, Robert Haas, Brenda Hillman, Peter Orner, and Matthew Zapruder. Learn more at communityofwriters.org.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Don't clap too soon. Wait till they're done. Don't clap too soon. Wait till they're done. I'm a grown man, and I don't know when to clap. Great night. Glad we're doing this. And we get to do it 4 more times this year. 2 tickets to 5 concerts plus parking. Don't think about it. Don't think about what you could have spent that money on. You know, like one of those 3-wheeled motorcycles. Why'd that pop in my head? I don't want one of those. He was zoned out. She noticed. Now she's pissed. I'll hold her hand. Smile. You think for what these tickets cost, the seats would at least be comfortable. Those box seats are probably pretty plush. I guess if you're about to be assassinated, you deserve to be comfortable. That guy looks like he could be an assassin. He's got the assassin's hair. Why do I think an assassin has a certain hair type? That's probably politically incorrect on some level. Just listen to the music. Listen to the music. It's kind of relaxing. Is it relaxing or boring? It is relaxing. Except for the conductor flapping around like that. I know that technically orchestras need a conductor, but do they really? Like, if all the musicians are really good at playing their instruments and they all have music in front of them, couldn't they just play it? I bet it annoys them when he's all, play soft, look at my stick getting very low. Now play loud, look at my stick way up here. You know, if I were in the orchestra, I'd probably roll my eyes, you know, subtly, you know, where the audience, they'd be like, oh my gosh, that guy, he gets it. The good-looking guy. Oh, are they done? Do we clap now? They're not done. I mean, I knew they weren't done. That violin section seems to be where you find the more attractive women. But are they just orchestra attractive? If I were involved with one of the violinists, would I have to learn a lot of stuff about violin? Like if she asked, how'd I play tonight? Would I have to be specific? Or could I just go, great! Or maybe, you should totally be first chair, babe. I know, it's so political. Or maybe, Jesus, Deborah, you're first chair. Why are you still so insecure? All you can think about is some other orchestra, the one you're not in. No, I'm not saying you're not good enough to play with them. Look, I think you're an amazing violinist. Oh, right. Okay. I know nothing about violin because when we first started dating, I just used to say you played great. Well, you know what? That was 8 goddamn years ago, Deborah. I clap now, right? No one's... All right, I'm not going to clap. I'm going to wait for other people to clap. You know, I swear with 1 month of practice, I could play the big drum as well as that guy. Says in the program that is called the timpani. That's the wrong name. Timpani, that sounds like something like someone on the Upper East Side would name their daughter. Have you met our timpani? Anyway, I could do the timpani solo. Are there timpani solos? I guess 2001 A Space Odyssey sort of had one. Wait, that's horns. I feel like at lunch, everyone ignores the harpist. If she lived in a walk-up, that would be brutal. Like, the cello person must be like, oh, at least I don't have a harp. I'm talking about the big cello. You know, like, there's different sizes. You know what? My wife is right. Classical music is really opening up my mind. Oh, they're done. Okay, everyone act like they enjoyed it. Thank God it's over. Oh, God. There's more.
Thoughts while attending the first symphony in the series My Wife Wanted to Buy. That's a piece by Kirk J. Rudell from the New Yorker's Daily Shouts column. It was performed by the comedian Jim Gaffigan, whose new album, Cinco, is just out.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.